السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. That was Sheikh Usama Khayyat, Hafidhullah, rendering the khutbah from the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah and the Salat. We welcome all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today, mashallah, is the 29th of Muharram 1442, corresponding to the 18th of September 2020. Sheikh Usama, praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and declared the faith, and thereafter said, O Ummah, inculcate within ourselves the quality of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness. It is something which is logical that two opposites cannot be combined. So if we have taqwa, then remember we won't continue with our vices and sins. And if we continue with the vices and sins, then that is not taqwa and true piety and Allah consciousness. Similarly, if a person is guided, he has received hidayat from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and he received the nur, the radiance, the effulgence from Almighty Allah, then that person there will not going on dalalat and astray. If the person is astray and going astray, leading others astray, and he himself is astray, then obviously he's not on hidayat. So therefore we must always, with the Iman, Islam, Allah Jalla Wala has blessed us, so we should always try and enhance and improve that Iman and the hidayat and the greatest gift which Almighty Allah has blessed us with. Therefore, Imam Sufyan Thawri Rahimahullah, who was one of the great scholars of Islam, he used to say many a time, Almighty Allah deprives people of his special bounties due to their vices and sins. Sheikh Usama Khayyat's topic was the dunya and the world in which we live in. It has no real value in the eyes of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And according to the teaching, preaching of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but today you know that how much we love this world and how many problems there are. So let us see what Quran Kareem states. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, and verses 33 to 35, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. If there wasn't fear that all the people should become non-Muslim, meaning 99%, 90%, لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَن يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ, then for those people who reject Almighty Allah, we should have made for them, لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِّن فِضَّةٍ, we should grant them homes, and the home should be made of silver, وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ, and they should have multi-stories houses and homes and plush towers and flats and what have you, and they should be climbing on that stairways made of the silver, genuine silver, and then in front is mentioned gold. وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ, and their houses should have doors and should have, you must remember, couches and sofas, عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِئُونَ, on which they were reclining, وَيُوَزُخْرُفَ, made of silver and gold. So Almighty Allah is Qadir Mutlak. He has power over everything. He should have given every person that, but there was fear everybody will leave Islam, Allah forbid. So remember, O human being, وَإِنْ كُلُّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, all these things are nothing, but they are the dirty rag of the worldly life. Study that word mata, and then you will understand the translation I made. If you go to your kitchen now, you will see in Afrikaans we say, there's a lapida, there's a rag there. We don't attach any value to that rag, to that piece of material. So remember, that is the meaning of mata. So everything in this world is equivalent to that dirty rag. It got no value by Almighty Allah. وَالْآخِرَةُ إِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and the year after, that is the best for the people who have the quality quality of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness. They carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts simultaneously. Chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, the adornment, the goal, and verses 33, 34, 35. Thereafter, he continued with the ahadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and explaining to us, and what are the ahadith? The first one authentic in Mishkat Sharif, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل جناح بعوضة, that if hypothetically, for argument's sake, the dunya and whatever it contains, this world and whatever it contains, was even equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, then Almighty Allah would not give a non-Muslim even one drop of water to drink. But remember that it has no value by Almighty Allah. Therefore, Almighty Allah gives everybody, makes them millionaires and billionaires, because no value. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beautiful hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, إِذَا حَبَّ اللَّهُ الْعَبْدَ, when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala loves a servant, حَمَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, Almighty Allah protects him from all these worldly things, these fitnas that are coming up, and you see that people are drowning in this world and the worry and sorry of this world. So Almighty Allah lets him fulfill the things very, very easily with afiat and comfort and safety, because he, that person or she, they made their object to please Almighty Allah, to please Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hence the dunya comes to them, and Allah brings the dunya to them, wa hiya raghima, and the dunya is disgraced and despicable. But look at me and you, we love the dunya so much that we forget our salat, we forget so many things, and forget meaning that we neglect our salat in so many things. Hubbud dunya ra'su kulli khati'a, this excessive love of this worldly life, remember, is the root cause for all the vices and sins. Hafiz ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, who was a great scholar, he says many a time that people, they use certain things in this world, and they do certain things in this world, whatever intention, and then you must remember that Almighty Allah does not give them that in the world, in the year after. And sometimes some people don't use certain things. And why? Because of their taqwa, piety and so forth. Then Almighty Allah will grant it to them in the year after. So what is the meaning of this? So in the hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all these hadiths in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Kanzul Ummal, you will find Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said for the men, man labis al harir, whosoever wears the genuine silk here in this world for the man, then lam yalbasha fil akhirah, so remember, then you will not wear it in the year after. Meaning, because you wore the haram clothes here in this world for the men, genuine silk, Allah will deprive you in the year after. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا harir, and in Jannah, the garments, the clothing given will be harir, genuine silk, beyond our imagination and perception. Remember, it's not silk of this world, it's much, much superior and greater. But because we wore it in this world for the man, we won't wear it in the year after. You go to some houses, Muslim, then they want to impress us. They bring genuine gold, genuine silver, utensils and so forth, you must remember. So whosoever, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man shariba, whosoever drank, min aniyati zahabi wal fidla, that you use these type of utensils in this world, genuine gold, genuine silver, I'm not speaking of plated ones are permissible. So that person, lam yashrab minha fil akhirah, he will not get the utensils of Jannah, because why? This is for male and female, it is haram to use the genuine gold, genuine silver type of utensils, because people, then the pride and arrogance reaches no bounds and so forth. You must remember that. You know, that goes into millions and all that. So these type of things we must abstain from. What we got today, all that is permissible. Remember, it is plated and so forth. Then you find man sharibaha fi dunya, people who drink alcohol. You see how drunk they get, intoxicated they get. And then wa yasuddakum an zikrillahi wa nisalat, It prevents them from their zikr of Allah. It prevents them from salat. لَمْ يَشْرَبْهَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ Then they will not drink from sharaban tahura. That sharab wa anharum min khamri lazzatil li sharibin. For this worldly one also, Almighty Allah used the word khamr. Remember the alcohol intoxicants. And for the year after one also, the word khamr is used. But shaitan baynahuma. Ay al-farku baynahuma kastara wa suraya. In Urdu we say, zameen asman ka fark hai. The difference between them is between the heaven and the earth. The one in this world, when people take alcohol, they take the intoxicants and drugs. Then they go on a high, and then they don't know what they are doing. They drive straight into the tree, or they go and cause accidents. Or remember, they assault people and sway people. And in the year after the khamar, sharaban tahura. It is pure. It does not cause you a headache. It doesn't cause you, you must remember, any harm and so forth. It is soothing for the person. So all this is all Allah's promise. But when people indulge in all these haram things, then what we supposed to get in the year after, so remember, then we deprived of it. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the genius, in his book Kitabu Zuhud, wrote the story and event and incident that a person came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu in his time the Islamic empire, remember, was spreading all the time and expanding. Sometimes Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to cry. When people asked him, why are you crying? He said, it must not happen. The ayat, look at the ayat. وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَدُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ Allah mentions it for the non-Muslims. But Sayyidina Umar's taqwa, Amirul Mu'mineen, when the non-Muslims will be presented to the fire and they'll be standing there and then they'll have to plunge and go and dive into that fire. All that will happen. So the ayat is mentioned and Surah 46, Surah Ahqaf and verse 20. So he said, I fear it must not happen that we have received so much booty, so much spoils of war, and it is told to us there on the day of justice. Go, azhabtum tayyibatikum fi hayatikum ad-dunya. You have received all the good things in the worldly life. Wastamta'tum biha. And you used it. If we bring it to our time, we have the smart houses and palaces. We have the smart cars. We have the smart food. We have the good spouses, wonderful children. Business is flourishing. Everything is excelling. It must not be told, أَذْهَبْتُمْ تَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمْ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا Then on the day of justice, obviously this is just fear of Sayyidina Umar. He is guaranteed Jannah. فَالْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونَ And tomorrow on the day of justice, then your punishment will be the punishment of disgrace. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Because of your pride and arrogance on this earth, وَبِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ Without justification. To be proud and arrogant against the enemy is good. So therefore, بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ Without justification. وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْسُقُونَ And remember, because of the vices you committed, chapter 46, verse number 20. So here Almighty Allah is teaching us, chapter 46, verse 20. So Almighty Allah informed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulallah, you also, to set the precedent for humanity and for posterity. وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْ زِينَةِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا All this glitter, glamour we gave the people, don't look at it and get thrilled and, you know, dazzled by it. Obviously, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not get dazzled, but al-khitab, the address is to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the message is for me and you. Why did Allah give people all this? لِنَفْتَ Allah is putting them through trials and tests. I'll make you a millionaire, billionaire, what will you do? Will you remember the poor and the needy? Will you pay your zakat and sadaqat? Or will you carry on with your pride and arrogance? وَرِزْكُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى When Allah gives you risk, remember that is the best and everlasting. And that is Jannat al-Firdaus, which is everlasting. Therefore, Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah, used to say, many a time people involve, indulge in vices and sins. They think they're getting pleasure. But remember, the pleasure is short-lived. Look at the affairs people are having today, and the zina, fornication, adultery. So eventually, there's regret and remorse and disgrace. Allah protect us. Wa asa an takrahu shay'a. Sometime you dislike something. Wa huwa khairul lakum. In the long run, it is better for you. Wa asa an tuhibbu shay'a. Sometime you love something. Wa huwa sharrul lakum. But it is harmful, detrimental to you in this world and the year after. O Muslim, we should be the ones. Quran has taught us in chapter 18, verse 46. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. This wealth, these children, and everything that brings so much joy to us is the life of this worldly life. It is the beauty of this worldly life. But the real beauty, والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا. That the real good deeds, when we read Quran Sharif, we read Salawat, Durood Sharif, we read Zikr, and we make Istighfar, so that is the real maximum reward, and you will get the greatest reward by Almighty Allah. So therefore, we should not get involved in vices and sin, rather get involved in actions of the year after. وَبَتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. He concluded the first khutbah, anything we do, see what will be the reward in the year after. And وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Do not forget the worldly share. Don't let your eyes in the year after you forget in the world. We got wife, we got children, we got parents, we got brothers, sisters. So fulfill everybody's rights. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Do good unto people. Fulfill our duty with beauty. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. And in that way, Almighty Allah's mercy will envelope us. In the second khutbah, he prays Almighty Allah, send salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and said, when Quran Sharif speaks about the dunya, that dunya, remember, will lead us astray when we make it our aim and object. So remember, this is not for a specific time or specific place. Almighty Allah created the heavens, the earth, the oceans and the trees and the planets and everything for our benefit. So all this is there. So we are the problem. The sun is not the problem. The land is not the problem. The sand is not the problem. The problem is me and you. So what are we doing with all these bounties which Almighty Allah gave? هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He Almighty Allah created it for your benefit. When we use it and make shukr to Almighty Allah, and we are grateful, thankful, then Almighty Allah will increase our bounties. But when we abuse it, then Almighty Allah snatches it away. Therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that, remember, O human beings, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. They are very, very few servants of mine who are very, very grateful. Thereafter, he made it salawat ala Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made dua for the ummah and made dua for everybody in this ummah. Allah forgives our sins. Allah make our ending on husnul khatima, and all may Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Obviously, we will add that we must make dua for Masjidul Aqsa as well. So that was the khutbah from Makkah Mukarrama and the salat by Fadilatul Shaykh Usama Khayyat Hafidhullah. Okay, various announcements, then we will make dua inshallah. Today here in South Africa is the 29th of Safar, 29th of Muharram. So we must go tonight and scan the sky for the month of Safar, and that is tonight after Maghrib. So today 29 Muharram. So let us scan the sky wherever you are, Durban, Cape Town, Johannesburg, wherever, inshallah, Port Elizabeth, wherever you are. So, and remember, when we see the new moon, the crescent, read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, and inform your local ulama and organizations, inshallah, so that we know that the month of Safar has started, and inshallah the announcements will be made as well. Regarding the month of Safar, remember, we should always remember the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La Safara, that there is no bad luck, there is no bad omen. People think, I to man, who's me now? This is a bad luck month. No, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam demolished and abolished all this type of belief, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Thereafter, our programs, remember, after the dua, we got Maulana Ridwan Qaji discussing Dajjal part 2. And then 1:30 to 2, inshallah, remember our tafsir. Today, Surah Baqarah verses 111 to 113. So 111 to 113. Then 2 to past 2, Mawana Khalid, 2:30 to 3, inshallah, Sheikh Riyad Wolf, 3 to 3:30, this morning's Q&A, and thereafter, you must remember, 3:30 to 5 or so will be Brother Amin Templeton, 5:30 to 7 will be Mawana Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30, the repeat of this khutbah translation and all which you're hearing now, and 7:30 to 8, Maw Yunus Patel's advices, 8 to 10, Brother Shafat Ahmed Khan, first hour with attorney advocate, inshallah, Ashraf Esop. So they're going to discuss very, very important issues regarding rental and all these type of things and contracts. And after the Isha Adhan, Professor Patrick Bond, they will discuss the New World Order. Very interesting discussion tonight between Shafat Ahmed Khan, 8 to 10, inshallah. We all know the crime and the murder going on in various parts of South Africa. Wednesday night in front of my house, they murdered somebody here, just in front of my house here. So remember, we all are concerned. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us all, O Ummah. On this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, we're still in the month of Muharram. Tonight, inshallah, will be Safar. Tomorrow, 1st of Safar, once the moon and crescent is sighted, inshallah al-Aziz. So daily read Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِذًا وَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Inshallah, my program is after the dua, I'll go to Sufi Masjid for the lecture and khutbah and all. And then the podcast, my brother Tobela will prepare it. My last request, you know, we're going to lock down number one, level one, very soon. Brothers, I beg you, I plead with you, go to the masajid now. You got no excuse, inshallah. So let us all go to the masjid and perform our salat there. When we go to masajid, then Allah will protect us and our families, and you, my mother's sisters, that you should be the one performing salat on time. We thank our directors, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Yusuf and Hafiz Shabir Basha of Radio Ansar, and our brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, mashallah, of Sirius FM, and Bhuti Ghani of Uakhis, Mona Ahmed Dokrat, and of Pretoria, our brother Muhammad Khan of Lanesia, and our brother Ibrahim Day and Ahmed Day, and all those who are helping us and assisting us in some way or the other. Allah Jalla Wala reward you fi dunya wal akhirah. Come Ummah, let us turn to Almighty Allah. We still have about 8-9 minutes left, so inshallah, let us make dua to Almighty Allah on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزين ينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم المفسدين على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا وادخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اجعلنا من ضيوفك للأمرة والحج يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا من ضيوف النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم في المدينة المنورة يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ستار يا ستار اللهم استر عيوبنا وذنوبنا اللهم استر عوراتي وآمن روعاتنا اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا فالله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم فاسق فاجر ہے یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہے سیاہکار ہے خطاکار ہے یا اللہ سب کی گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ جو انتقال کر چکے ایمان کے ساتھ اسلام کے ساتھ ان کے بال بال مغفرت فرما دیجئے ان کو بلند درجات عطا فرما دیجئے ہمارے والدین ہمارے بھائی بہن ہمارے اولاد ہمارے اساتذہ جن کا بھی انتقال ہو گیا یا اللہ ان کی مغفرت فرما دیجئے بس ماندگان کو فیملی والوں کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما یا اللہ کل ہماری باری ہے یا اللہ سکرات آسان فرما اللہم انا علی سکرات الموت اللہم ہون علینا سکرات الموت یا اللہ میک ایزی فاس سکرات یا اللہ اللہم بارک لنا فی الموت یا اللہ the time of death give us barakah that we recite the kalima لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہم بارک لنا فی ما بعد الموت یا اللہ after death also make everything easy for us in barzakh on the day of qiyamah ya allah allama hasibna hisabi yasira ya fattah ya fattah ya fattah allama aftah masajidna kullaha fil alam kulli ya allah in south africa the whole world open all the masajid ya allah give the men tawfiq to perform all five salats in the masjid ya allah give our mothers sisters daughters tawfiq to read their five daily salat on time at home, Ya Allah, pabandi ke saath. Ya Allah, let us be consistent, let us be punctual with our salat, Ya Allah. Allah marzukna shafaat al-Nabiy al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. You grant us the intercession of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we saw so much of this world, Ya Allah. We want to see you, Ya Allah. We want to see your Jannat al-Firdaus you prepared for us. Allahumma inna نسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم اللهم ارزقنا جنة الفردوس ونعيمها يا الله we beg of you جنة الفردوس يا الله we want to see you يا الله your glory your majesty ہم تو گنہگار ہیں يا الله we are sinners but you are رحيم you are كريم you are ارحم الراحمين يا الله take us to بيت الله for عمرة يا الله take us for حج بيت الله take us to ديار مصطفى يا الله take us to Medina Munawwara. Ya Allah, you protect the Haramain Sharifain from the enemies. Ya Allah, you protect Masjidul Aqsa from the Zionist apartheid regime. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin wa man walahum. Allahumma alayka bil Alawiyin wa man walahum. Allahumma shattit shamlahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma alayka bi a'da'id deen. Allahumma ahsim adada. Waqtulhum badada. Wa la تبقي منهم أحدا قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ارزقنا حبك يا الله grant us your love وحب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم the love for مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب أهل البيت grant us the love for the family of مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم وسلم وحب أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The love for all the Sahaba and students and companions of Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ya Allah, ہماری دعا کو قبول فرما. Ya Allah, ٹھکرانا نہیں. Ya Allah, this is a broken dua. Thousands of people, male, female, adult and children have raised their hands. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, اپنے بچے کو حافظ عالم بنا دے. Ya Allah, آنکھوں کے تندک بنا دے. Make our students, our children, the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Protect us from the hasidin and haqidin. Protect us from those who are jealous and envious, those who have ulterior motives and hidden agenda. Allahumma ansurna wa la tansur alayna. Allahumma amkur lana wa la tamkur alayna. Allahumma kun lana wa la takun alayna. Rabbana aghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman wa la tajal fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu. ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا تقبل منا دعاءنا وجميع أعمالنا صالحة يا رب العالمين رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب رب اغفر لي ولزوجتي ولوالدي ولأساتذتي ولمشايخي ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين يا رب العالمين.